be aware of yourself sitting in space, sitting together in this room. Being aware of the beginning of the weekend, where we will contemplate the path between Chokmah and Bina, the tarot card of the Empress, and the mystery of the return to the garden. The unity of love and will, and the generation of life. And the longing for unity, the longing for union, the longing for true home. So to the east of us, I invite the Archangel Raphael, the angel of the morning, who bears the crystal sword, open the day to us. Bring us the breath of the morning, inspire us. Break through old stuckness, open the door into fullness of life. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, High Priest of Heaven, whose face shines like the sun at noon, light incarnate, shine upon us, that no darkness may endure, that the shining face be extended upon us, that we may see face to face, that we may know as we are known. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, Angel of vision, angel of the waters, angel of the deep sea. Place the sea longing in our hearts, that we may know true vision. Show us the vision of the Blessed Isles, the entrance into true home. Surge into this room as the great sea, as the irrigator, the refresher. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, Angel of Death and Transformation, Angel of the Mystery of Matter. Light that shines in darkness, show us the mystery of the midnight sun. Show us the mystery of the crystallization and the coagulation. The mystery of light made flesh. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. East and west, north and south. The sphere is sealed. Great angels, empty the sphere and make it new, that we may return to the place of the beginning, that we may know the newness of life, the mystery of the emptiness that generates all fullness. So that we may recall in place, in this place, the ancient cities that hold the hallows, to the east I invite Gorias, the place of the sword. To the south, Phineas, the place of the spear. To the west, Murias, the place of the cauldron cup. To the north, Phalias, the place of the sword. May the hallows be with us. May the sword free us. May the spear point the way. May the cup renew us. May the stone confirm us. We stand at the center. Between east and west, north and south, above and below, between the past and the future, all worlds touch in us. In our sacred form, be aware of your bodies. Be aware of your front and your back, your left and your right. Be aware of the mystery of the body. The mystery of the stone. Be aware of the minerals in blood and bone. Be aware of the shaping of your body. Feeling the symphony of cells and organs, muscles and nerves, bone and blood, weaving together. Being the living stone, Be aware of the central axis of your body, extending up from the coccyx, up into the skull. Be aware of your feet and your head, and the verticality of your bodies. Being the living tree, rooted in the earth, extending upwards into space, so that the crown of your branches embraces the stars. Feel your roots going down deep into the earth, extending into space and time. Feel a sense of your trunk with its growth rings, its many layers, and feeling the extension of your branches and crown. The leaf and flower and fruit that is your life. Coming to the center point of yourself, where you find the chalice of the heart. Being the living chalice, brimming with life, receiving life. Receiving all, touching all. Being the living grail. Being the stone, being the tree, being the grail. Being open to the mystery and receiving the sword of light, which slowly descends downwards into us. The sword that frees, the will that embodies, descending into the heart of the tree, into the heart of the chalice, into the heart of the stone. Opening the inner way. Awakening the longing for the place of union, for the place of peace, for the place of resolution. for the place that is both Gorias and Murias, Phineas and Phaleas, and his simple, true home. Feeling that deep longing for the blessed West. For the place beyond pain, the place beyond suffering, the place beyond struggle. We sink inwards and downwards, falling into the deep of the world. And we find ourselves upon a headland, looking into the west, up high. It is sunset, and far out to sea there are the images of small shadowy islands. And the light plays across the sea in red and gold. And there is a longing, a sea longing, a longing for the place beyond the sunset. The longing for the place beyond the edge of the world. And we discover beside us a stairway cut into the rock, going downwards towards the sea. And we follow it. Feeling this longing in our heart. Feeling the salt smell of the sea. Hearing the waves. And as we walk downwards, just off to our left, there is a small chapel. And for a moment we detour, we step towards the chapel. There's an old wooden door, very old. Oak door with no trace of varnish or stain, for the sea salt air has scoured it. Carved into the door there is the image of the green man, and beneath that the image of the pentagram. And we know all at once that this is the chapel of Gawain, who at the end of Arthur's wars became a hermit here and contemplated the mystery of the green Christ and the resurrection. Stepping inside, we find an empty room with an altar and a small stone Celtic cross. We contemplate the mystery of the circled cross and the upright pillar. The mystery of death and resurrection. The mystery of loss and renewal. And here in this small space, the sound of the sea is magnified. And the sea longing becomes stronger in our hearts. And communing for a moment with Gawain, we ask for blessing on our journey. And then we continue the descent. We come at length to a small and ancient town with a harbour. A town of ancient, beautiful buildings with many carvings that we no longer understand the meaning of. Here and there we catch the image of the sword and the cup, the stone and the spear. Here and there we may see the images of Phineas and Mureas, Gorias and Phaleas, the ancient lost cities. We walk through these small streets, these ancient yet beautiful buildings. Made of white and black and red stone, now covered with moss, but once would have shone. We come down to the harbour side, to a jetty that projects outwards of ancient stone. And we look out to sea and wait, feeling the longing for the Blessed Isles, feeling the longing for peace. The longing for the journey. And above our heads, we hear the beating of wings in the air. And we see a flight of swans in V formation flying into the west. And we long to follow them. And as we look into the west, into the light of the setting sun, we perceive a ship in the likeness of a swan, sailing smoothly and easily over the deep waters, riding the waves effortlessly. And as it comes to the jetty, we see that on its sail is the circled cross, and we know that it has come for us to take us to the Blessed Isles. We take our place in the ship, and when we are all loaded, the ship sets forth. There's a sense of excitement and joy as we leave the known lands, as we follow the track of the sun, as we follow into the west, held by the great swan ship. And the eastern wind that blows, bringing us into newness. As we travel into this twilight, this multicolored twilight, we see before us an ancient island, that glows like a jewel. Sits like silk upon the waters, that has a great hill at its center, and at the top of the hill a town, and at the top of the town a tower. And we come to the harbor, and here the jetty is of shining stone, beautifully carved. The harbour town is a place of beauty, and there is a sense of people in the houses making their evening meals. Great sense of peace and rest. But we know it is not time to rest just yet. There is a white road that leads out of the town. And we know it is our road. So we walk along it, moving through time and space as we walk. For as we walk, it is as if we walk in and through our lives. Remembering, recapitulating, the journey that takes us to this place, that takes us to this time, to this moment. and all around us are fields of flowers and trees. And the song of the nightingale, faintly heard, gently heard. And as we walk, the stars begin to come out. And though the light is dusky, the white road shines. And we follow the road to the base of the hill. And we follow the road upwards, looking out to our left over the land, and to our right is a great stone wall. And beyond the rough wall, there are yew trees. And through the yew trees, we glimpse the stars. As we look to our right, as we look to our left, we look over the island with the sea beyond it. We follow the way. And the white road leads us to an old cottage. That seems roofed with thatch that is silver and gold. That is made of stone. A white stone with veins of gold and silver. On one side of it is a great white lilac, on the other a great yew tree. Above the door there is a light that welcomes. This is the cottage of dreams, this is the cottage of the remembrance of that which has been lost. And as we step into this cottage, we are met by a man and a woman, each holding a light. We find ourselves in a low hall with a great table. Each end of the great room there is a fire, and the other side of the table there is a third fire. The man and the woman bless us. And we are given a candlestick and a holder and a lit candle that we may see, that we may be guided. And as we take up our light, we see around the table many others, each holding their own light, their own wooden candlestick holder, which has its own shape, its own carving. And for a moment we contemplate the candle that we hold, that in us which holds the light. And all at once there is the sound of a great gong, echoing, summoning, and we are led down a passageway, hung by many tapestries, with many stories. And if we are quick, we may see the images of the sword and the stone, the cup and the spear, and the memories of Gorias and Murias, Phineas and Phalias. And we are brought into another room, where a great fire burns perpetually. And this fire is strange. It comes out of resinous woods. There is the great smell of the pine forest. But its flames are silver and gold. And no matter how much the flames burn, the wood is never consumed. For it is the living wood of the tree of life that fuels the fire. Beside the fire, in a great chair, there sits an old man who is the keeper of the heart and the kindler of hearts, who is the keeper of story. And as we settle ourselves in this room, holding our lights, we look in to the silver gold fire. We smell the resonant pine. And it is as if the man is telling us a story in which we participate. We find ourselves walking along a path with high green banks on either side, and above us the interleaved branches of trees. There are sounds and smells and colours in the air. And we know that this is the straight path. And as we come to the end of the path, there is a great doorway, a filigree doorway of gold and silver. A golden tree and a silver tree intertwining together. And it is as if we step into the tree, into the doorway, into the mystery of the two trees and the intertwining silver and gold. We step into mystery. We see and are seen, and enter into peace.
Thank you.
Just bringing your attention back out.